Partly cloudy skies for the Bay Area. High today of 70 degrees in the city. Low tonight about 55. Currently 77 in San Jose, 73 in Oakland, 69 San Francisco. For KY News, Larry Brownell. For KY Music, Tom Campbell.
Pardon, ladies and gentlemen. Indian Reservation. I think that the drum done broke or something. I don't know. Leopard TV and Appliance Stores, formerly Curtis Mathis Showrooms, is your headquarters for color TV. Portable and console, black and white, portable color TV, portable black and white TV, portable stereo tape recorders, and stereo record players. You know, at Leopard Television, they guarantee perfect reception on any color set you choose. Leopard TV Stores feature such brand names as Motorola, Packard, Bell, Admiral, Curtis Mathis, and Leonard TV will arrange a three-day home trial to prove they mean perfect color. That's right. Call 661-2550 or come to either of the stores in San Francisco, 366 West Portal, at Hayward, 1010 B Street. And if you can't come in, call collect from anywhere in the Bay Area. Call 661-2550. Leopard stores are open from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. 7 days a week. That's Leopard TV and Appliance Stores, headquarters for color TV, black and white portable TV, portable stereo tape recorders, and much, much more, too. Call them tonight. Box tops, it's called The Letter. I hope I get plenty.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spare. Got to get back to my baby. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My
Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, get a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby used to whip me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't.
It's called The Letter by the Box Tops. This is the Tom Campbell Show. It's 13 minutes away from 7 o'clock, and I'm talking to TWA. Hello, TWA?
Yes.
Yes, I wanted to make reservations one way, nonstop to New York City.
Right, TWA has nonstop service to New York City six times a day. What time did you want to go, sir?
I'd like to leave sometime this Sunday.
All right, 9 o'clock, 10
anytime.
O'clock, 11, 12 noon, 1 in the afternoon.
Okay, say 10 o'clock in the morning, that's fine.
All right, that's Starstream Flight 842. Are you traveling first class or jet?
First class.
First class. This Sunday would be the, what now, the,
I don't know,
yeah.
8th of September, right?
Well, this is the 9th of September.
Oh, we're a week late, yeah. The 15th.
Okay.
Let me check the flight for you.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. This is the Tom Campbell Show from KYN. I just want you to know I'm on the phone right now making the reservations because it's not a gimmick, it's not a gag, or anything else. And I'll tell you all about it in case you're wondering why and what has happened and what the whole thing is in just a couple of minutes, okay?
A young girl's hair needs gentle care to keep it soft and shiny.
Since I started using Gentle Care Instant Hair Conditioner. It's fabulous. Makes your hair look alive again in just 1 minute. So remember, a young girl's hair needs gentle care to keep it soft and shiny.
Tall Tom on the radio from KY, and let me double check this information. Do you have it all?
I'll go over it with you and you listen.
Okay.
You're traveling on Starstream 842 in the first class section, the 15th of September, leaving from the San Francisco airport at 10 o'clock, arriving nonstop at 6:30 at the John F. Kennedy Airport, sir.
Okay.
Foreign accent flight, a movie is shown, and you're going to be TWA's guest for lunch and cooked in flight.
Well, very good. What flight number is that?
Starstream 842.
842.
Right, and when are you returning from New York, Mr.?
I won't. That's nonstop one way.
Just one way, mm-hmm. All right. Please be out at the airport 40 minutes prior to flight time to pick up your ticket.
Okay, thank you very much.
Phone number, Mr. Campbell, where you might be contacted?
Yes, you can reach me at, 478-3232.
In San Francisco,
In San Francisco, right.
All right. Mr. Campbell, do you have transportation to the San Francisco airport?
Yes, I do.
Well, then, fine. Everything's in order. I can get you a seat assignment. Do you have another second?
No, that's okay. Just any seat. I don't care.
Any seat in the...
Fine. Right.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
Everything's in order. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
TWA.
Bye-bye. 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock on the Tom Campbell Show from KY. And in just a minute, if you want to know what the entire situation is, you'll find out. A lot of girl watchers around the Bay Area, I hope, because I enjoy watching girls sometimes. 9 minutes away from 7 o'clock, 67 degrees in San Francisco.
I'm a girl watcher, watching girls go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher, I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now.
Members of the other sex, I play the game, I do so well. Oh, I'm a girl watcher, I'm a girl watcher, watching girls go by, my, my, my. I'm a girl watcher, I'm a girl watcher, here comes one now.
Watch the occasions here on the Tom Campbell Show from KYA. It's about 8 minutes away from 7 o'clock, our KYA high-low time. By the way, I'm giving you the jackpot. We're going to play it in a few minutes. $16.91. You give me that figure, you'll be a winner, because that's what's in the hidden jackpot. It's not hidden too much right now since I gave it out, but that is the jackpot. And right now, just for a second, in case you're wondering what happened, it happened Thursday night. A woman who claims that she was Mrs. Anderson called me and really tried to get underneath my skin, and she didn't at first. But then she started when she said that, if you know, that I'm like an ostrich with my head in the sand, that really all the listeners basically agree with what she had to say. And what she had to say was basically this. Number one, that today's generation is no good. They're filthy and trashy. Number two is that I'm a fool to loan out my things to people, because I am. People don't want to be trusted. They want to live in fear and with hate, and they want to be policed. And she went on to say that she was very proud of Mayor Daley in Chicago, that it's about time somebody showed the young people who's boss in this country. And just a long, long dissertation of things. And again, I'm not taking a political stand against Mayor Daley. This is what she said. And this was her own opinion, which she gave. And she was on the Tommy Saunders talk show, so I understand. And spoke part of her piece there and really went into it. And it really upset me. So I said, okay, I'll do what you say. Let's find out what my listeners think. And that's exactly what's happening. If you think I'm right, if you think I'm not a fool to loan on things, everybody who has borrowed from me has always returned it in one piece. I've never had to go after it. Nobody has ever stolen anything. It's really been a groove here. But she says those are the minority, not the majority. So I'd like to find out. If you think that Mrs. Anderson is correct, okay, send a postcard, stick up for her. And this is what has happened. I have officially turned in my resignation. Tonight is my final night, pending the outcome tomorrow night. If the majority of the listeners believe in Mrs. Anderson, they think that she is right, you don't want to be trusted, you want to live with hate and fear, fine. There's a lot of people that believe that. And who knows, maybe she'll send 10,000 postcards herself. She might do that, put different names on it. Who knows? But that's the way it goes. If she wins, if the majority of you people feel that what she said was right, well, that's it. I'm gone. And I've made my reservation. I can cancel it. I've made a reservation to go to New York City nonstop one way. It's not a gag. It's not a gimmick. I was flown a couple of weeks ago, all expenses paid, to New York by WMCA, who has talked to me about going to New York. WIND flew me to Chicago. They want me to come to Chicago. And it's no gimmick, it's no gag, it's nothing else. I don't have to be here. I was here because I wanted to, and I turned down two fantastic jobs. One in New York, I turned down one in Chicago, and a couple of others to stay here. Maybe I made a mistake. I don't know. I'll find out from the mail tomorrow. I haven't opened a single piece. Now, some mail did come into Mr. Kester, the manager, and from the Mad Bomber, some of his friends who feel that I should be fired on the spot, and they seem to, at least to me, be agreeing with Mrs. Anderson. Okay, if they want to be that way, fine. But we'll find out, and I will abide by your decision. And if I win, if you decide you want me to stay, there's not going to be any drum rolling or any horns honking or anything else. That's it. It's all done with, and we'll just pick up where we were. If not, well, they'll just get a new DJ to replace me, and this will tonight be my final show. And it's not a publicity stunt. It's not a gag. It's not a gimmick. It's the truth. And you'll find out tomorrow night. And that's exactly what has happened. So we're going to play a lot of music, give away a lot of money, and I'm not going to say much more about this thing because the more I talk about it, the more it depresses me. And the few people that I have talked to, we've had a lot of telegrams. That most of them were favorable. A girl called from Menlo Park. They're going door to door right now. Can you believe this? Door to door to every house in Menlo Park, getting people to sign a petition. And that's pretty fantastic. Somebody called and said that Robin Rodeball in Foster City was going door to door throughout the entire Foster City, having people sign a petition. And you know something, from what I understand, some people won't sign it. They want to sign one for Mrs. Anderson. Well, if she wins, maybe she'll come and be a disc jockey here at KY. I hope you like her.
The Paper Mate Company presents an historic premiere, the first fireworks display ever to be performed for radio. Red, white, and blue Roman candles fill the night sky. Now, at the far end of the field, fiery pinwheels form the outlines of the famous Paper Mate pen. A shockproof, waterproof, leakproof, skipproof Paper Mate pen, at least 75 feet high. 10,000 more Roman candles are ignited. Wait, they're forming words. Sue, per, sale. Oh, no doubt a subtle reference to the Paper Mate Super Sale. A magnificent opportunity to own the famous $1.95 Paper Mate pen for only $1.69. The crowd is on its feet. We can read the words now. Paper Mate. We have them to thank for the first fireworks display ever to be performed for radio.
Minutes away from 7 o'clock. Hey, you're looking for bargains for your food budget? Well, right now you can save a dollar on Buck Buck Chicken Delight's Big Family Special Bucket. I might even take some on the plane with me. Well, here's how. A Chicken Delight coupon is what you get. Good for a dollar off of the Family Special Bucket. This is an every specially marked twin pack of Bell Brand potato chips and Bell Brand crinkled dip chips. Save the coupon for the Bell Brand package, and the next time your family wants a feast, take the coupon to Chicken Delight. It's worth a dollar off the regular price of Chicken Delight's 12-piece or larger Family Special Bucket at any participating Chicken Delight. Now, this coupon offer is limited to pickup orders only through October 15th. Equals, baby, please don't go.
Broadcasting of California.
KYA Radio 1260.
Seven o'clock, everybody, which might be the final night of the Tom Campbell Show tonight. It's been a groove to be with you, too. Everybody, and I got a DeVita from the Tom Campbell Show at KY, and I'm not going to bore you, and I'm not going to do anything of the sort. Around 7:20 tonight, I will again tell you everything that has happened and some new developments which have happened since then. I will say one thing. We received a telegram, just came here seconds ago, from Steve Stoopy and Tom Campbell. Urgent. I agree with your thoughts about trusting people. I am on your side, Steve Stoopy, and I really appreciate that. The letters I am not opening. We have the sacks of them. They'll be open tomorrow night. And only then will I know exactly what my future is. It's 4 minutes past 7 o'clock on KYA.
Kirby's will sell you a pair of great looks for $5.99. Start walking. Down the street I like to walk. Walking's a treat I like to walk. All the world is here to see. Hey, little girl, Kirby's has walking shoes. Shoes that get you where you're going in style. Status shoes with perforations and buckles and medallions on top of the chunkiest heels. You can put the look together with purses and textured stockings, too. All from Kirby's for $5.99. Why are you letting your feet sit still? You are mine. I like to walk. Spending time, I like to walk. All the world is here to see. We're in love. Start walking. Kirby's is a family thing.
Hey, speaking of Kirby's, you check it out, huh? Kirby's has got your kind of shoes, a groovy place to go to. You take it from Tall Tom Campbell here at KYA.
It's automatic and I'm dark.
Yeah.
Again, the Beach Boys at 6 minutes past 7 o'clock at 7:20 tonight. In case you just tuned me in, you were gone during the weekend. I'll be more than happy to recap and tell you exactly the reason I am planning to fly to New York one way, nonstop this Sunday.
Hello, sir. A little surprise for the little woman from the little flower shoppy around the little corner. We have a special today on roses, begonias, and nightshades.
No, I want that big vase of carnations there in the window.
Ah, yes. 2 dozen of our most beautiful blooms. Just let me wrap them up.
Oh, no, no, don't bother. I'll eat them here.
Good gracious, sir. What is it you're doing?
Oh, well, I just couldn't face another one of my wife's bran muffin prune juice and hominy grit breakfast. So she says, if you don't like the way I cook, why don't you go out and have a carnation instant breakfast?
How do you like them?
They're a little dry.
Well, no wonder, sir. You're supposed to mix a carnation instant breakfast with milk.
What a colorful idea. Are there any other flavors?
Of course. Hollyhock, snapdragon, gladiola, cactus.
I think I'll stick with carnation.
Put the miracle additive in your day. THC. Take home carnation. Instant breakfast.
Start off your day with carnation instant breakfast and shuffle off to Buffalo.
Max Frost, the Dropers, reminding you the UC Extension Center has courses for you. 861-5452, the telephone number to call. Shape of things, and they don't look in pretty good shape tonight at all.
There's the sun. Rising up angry in the sky, there's a new voice crying out, afraid to die. That the old world make believe is blind and deaf and dumb, but nothing can change the shape of things to come. There are changes lying ahead in every road. There are new thoughts ready and waiting to explode. When tomorrow is today, the bells may toll for some, but nothing can change the shape of things to come. The future's coming in now, sweet and strong.
The Tom Campbell Show, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock, KY Hilo Town. We're going to play Hilo in a minute. Hey, why don't we play it right now? If you'd like to play Hilo, I'll take the 17th Action Line caller. I'm going to break all the rules tonight. The Hilo jackpot is $16.91. You tell me that figure, I'll give it to you in cash. That's the hidden jackpot for Hilo, $16.91. Give me that figure, you get the dough.
I don't care who tackle was made for. I only know it works for me, and I'm going to keep on using it.
Tackle Medicated Clear Gel. It's the young man's way to fight complexion problems.
Oh, I started using it when I saw what it did for a guy I was dating. It really helped. And besides, I was just tired of covering up. Tackle's clear and feels stronger. Stronger than any girl's acne stuff I've ever used.
Tackle Medicated Clear Gel. Guys use it like an aftershave. Now girls are using it under makeup.
I use it in the morning and at night. And if I want, I can use it for touch-ups during the day. I carry some in my purse.
Aw, who ever heard of someone taking Tackle out of a purse? Tackle is made for young men.
Look, I use it. I've told other girls about it, too. And so what if Tackle isn't a very feminine name? There's nothing feminine about acne pimples.
But Tackle is made for a young man's complexion.
Sorry. It works for girls, too.
Sorry. Sorry. These are the Box Tops, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock, our KY High Low Time. We're going to play the game in just 1 minute now. 1691.
I met in church. On a Sunday morning, she looked at me with eyes of love as the choir sang her head.
Jarts, the Box Tops, and the final edition of the Tom Campbell Show from KYA.
Yesterday they took away my window. But I still see things my way. Don't let them tell you what you can't do. Do your own thing.
How come whatever most of them don't like, we like most? Like brass on shoes. There's a store full of them at Tomacan. Shoes with big brass buckles and brass chains. Brass on shoes. If it's your thing, well, you can do it at Tomacan for $8.99 to $10.99.
Do your own thing. Do your own thing.
Hey, that's right. Free at all Tomacan stores. Get your KYA Groovy book covers and find out about a special album offer. KYA book covers free at Tomacan. We're on the line right now to play High Low from KYA. On the telephone, we're talking to Ted Burns of 420 14th Street, San Francisco. Hi, Ted.
Hey, Tom.
Fine. How are you?
Fine.
Well, are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, fine, sir. for the entire amount. I'm a little bit nervous tonight. I'm very sorry, Ted. I'm sure you can understand.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Ted, what we'll do now, if you can give me the exact amount of money in dollars and cents in the current KYA Hilo jackpot, the money's yours. How much?
Would you believe $16.91?
How'd you guess that, Ted?
I heard it on the radio.
You did?
Yeah.
How about that? If I'm going to leave tonight, I'm going to leave in fire. You know what?
What?
The next jackpot for the next game next hour is $43.01.
Oh, now you tell me.
How about that? $43.01. I hope everybody writes it down because that's the jackpot. Teddy, you won it. Congratulations.
Tom?
Correct. Answer. Correct. Answer. The jackpot is yours.
Hey, we got another winner on KYA 1260.
Teddy, congratulations.
Okay, Tom.
What do you want to say? I'm sorry, I cut you off there.
Yeah, excuse me there. I'd just like to say on this Anderson thing, I wouldn't really worry about it if I were you.
Well,
I know everybody around here is all behind you. So
well, I appreciate that.
Problem.
A couple of people on the Tommy Saunders show said that the only people behind me were 9-year-olds and 10-year-olds, and I don't believe that because I've had a lot of calls.
I'm not 9 or 10.
I don't think so, and I'm not either.
But I had the misfortune of hearing her the other night on that hotline.
Yeah.
And wow.
Well, Teddy, I hope you enjoy that money, that $16.91. And somebody next hour, if they'll tell me the jackpot, which is $43.01, if they tell me that figure, I'm going to give them the dough. How about that?
Okay, fine.
Thanks, Ted. God bless you. Bye-bye. Campbell Show, 19 minutes past 7 o'clock, KY Hilo time, and I hope you marked down the Hilo jackpot, because next hour, I'm going to give it away. I'm not supposed to do this, but why not? $43.01 is the secret Hilo jackpot amount. And if you tell me that figure, it's yours in cash.
With microphone in hand, we are about to listen to something that has never been heard before. For the first time anywhere, we will actually hear the sound of an acne pimple. Shh.
I am an acne pimple, as lonely as can be.
To turn them off. Get TheraBlend, the skin-toned acne medicine that covers up as it helps clear up acne pimples. TheraBlend. TheraBlend.
Yeah, yeah, 20 minutes.
TheraBlend by Noxzema, the blemish silencer.
Thank you. 20 minutes past 7 o'clock, KY Hido, time on the Tom Campbell Show. Just for a split second, I'll review what has actually happened. And it's not a gimmick, it's not a game, it's the flat, honest-to-goodness truth, exactly what has happened. First of all, I received a phone call from supposedly Mrs. Anderson, who I didn't pay much attention to at first until she got into the subject of, if I don't believe what she said, ask the listeners. And I'd be surprised because I don't know my audience. I always thought I did, and I think I do still. But maybe I'm wrong. But she claims that people do feel like she does, and some people I'm sure do, that they live on hate and fear, mistrust. And I'm going to quote her because she said, with her own voice, that she wanted to congratulate Mayor Daley of Chicago for, in other words, for showing the youth of today who's the boss in this country. And I think that she is wrong because, I tell you what, I'm not going to take issue. I'm not knocking Mayor Daley. I'm not sticking up for him. This is what she said, and who knows what she meant by it. But I'll say this much right now, that wasn't all she said. She went to many, many things, and mainly that I'm a fool to loan out my things that people don't appreciate it and that they're just laughing at me for doing it and making fun of me for doing it. I don't think so. But I really believe in what I do, and there's a lot of things I do, ladies and gentlemen, that you don't even hear about on the air, and I'm not even going to start to tell about it now, things that I've tried to do for people, and I don't brag about it, and I won't even now. But the point is, it really got to me, so I said, okay, I'll tell you what, lady, we'll do this. If the people agree with you, I'll quit. And that's exactly what has happened. I've already resigned pending the outcome of tomorrow night with the mail, and if you think I'm right, and you think what I stand for is right, then send a postcard or a letter to me, Tom Campbell, KYA San Francisco, and please say so. If you don't, I want you to be honest. I'm not trying to get you to stick up for me. If you think she is right, I want it to be honest because it wouldn't count. If you think Mrs. Anderson is right, that people do live on hate and fear, they don't want to be trusted, and that I'm a fool to do what I do, well, okay, put that down and mail it to us here, KYA San Francisco. Now, if the majority agree with her, I'm gone. If you agree with me, fine, then I will stay, and it's as easy as that. I've already made reservations. One way to go to New York City, you've heard about the offers. It was in the Chicago newspaper a couple of weeks ago that I was leaving here going to Chicago. I turned that job offer down to stay because I wanted to stay because I thought that the Bay Area was the city of love. Maybe I was wrong, and that's exactly what has happened, and I have not asked these people, Menlo Park, Foster City, down in San Jose, people, San Francisco, going door-to-door making petitions for tomorrow night. I have not asked anyone. I have not asked you to do it on the air. These people did it on their own. And from what I understand, that Mrs. Anderson also has some petitions going around. And I'm not going to knock her. She was on the Tommy Saunders talk show, I understand. And she said in so many words that wasn't her real name. I have no idea. But you know what's happening. And it is on the level. I have made reservations. Chris Edwards has also stated that he is leaving. Super Harlow says he'd rather go to Los Angeles if it's this way. He said it can't be any worse than here. And this is exactly what has happened. And if I do win, there will be no drum rolls, no horns bugling or anything else. I'll pick up where I left off and do exactly what I did. I'm not going to brag about it or anything else because this is not for publicity. I've got the ratings. I've had good ratings at this station. I'm not worried about that. I could care less. I don't need the money. I don't have to work. I'm in that position where I don't have to work to live. And I don't brag about that, but I don't have to work. I don't depend on this for my income. So believe you me, I do it because I want to do it because I think you enjoy it. And that's the whole story, and I leave it up to you. And it's not a gimmick. It's the truth. If you think that I shouldn't be here, if you think that Mrs. Anderson is right, well, then you do her a favor and send in those cards because you'll see that I won't be here tomorrow night. 24 minutes past 7 o'clock, the Tom Campbell Show.
We'll be right back. about destruction. Don't you know that you can count me out? For people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. All right.
From the Tom Campbell Show, which very well could be my final night, and I hope you've enjoyed me the past 7 months. I've had a ball here, and I hope you don't forget me either.
Now, the Bill Cosby Radio Program.
Rush out and buy some today.
Brought to you by your Coca-Cola bottler.
In a minute, the further adventures of the Brown Hornet.
After Jay and the Techniques for Coca-Cola. Of the exciting, spine-tingling adventures of the Brown Hornet and Leroy in the case of the old haunted house on the deserted road where their car broke down in the rain murder clue. You'll remember that last week we left our heroes, the Brown Hornet, Leroy, and Weaver, in the parking lot, getting into their very fast car in preparation for speeding to the scene of the crime. Let's listen.
There's the key.
Come
for you, Leroy.
Now, let me read the directions here. You make a left turn here to the Main Street Freeway, Leroy. Yeah. Now, we're on the freeway. Oh, there it is, the Cherry Street Expressway. Make a turn off, Leroy. Ogden Street now. Make a right. There we are. Now we're approaching the circle. You better slow it down to 70, Leroy. Now we make the circle. Hold on, Weaver. Hold on, Weaver. How many circles is that, Leroy?
I don't remember where we started the circle. I think it was somewhere around here. But I think this is still our first time around because it's a very big circle.
All right. Straighten out, Leroy. All right. Now, let's see. Yes, there it is. We go to Linden. We're in 3 miles of forest now. There we are. This is the forest. You can certainly hear it. Yeah.
You certainly can, Brown Hornet. What next, fans? Be sure to be with us again tomorrow for another exciting, spine-tingling chapter of the Brown Hornet and Leroy in the case of the old haunted house on the deserted road where their car broke down in the rain murder clue. Your announcer, Rudolph Hess.
I'll be back in a minute.
But first, the box tops for Coca-Cola.
See the pretty girls in the little town square. See the pretty dresses they wear. You know that I dig them.
Cosby with my thought for today. What is love?
Love to a stopped-up sink is a plumber's footsteps.
I'll see you tomorrow. Come on, Camille.
The Bill Cosby radio program is brought to you Monday through Friday by your Coca-Cola bottler.
67 degrees in the city at 7:30.
This is San Francisco, KYA, Avco Broadcasting of California.
Larry Brownell, KYA News. Temperatures climbed to 100 degrees in Southern California today, and in Los Angeles, the discomfort was capped by a smog alert. More smog and heat are due tomorrow. KYA's Tom Quinn reports.
For the third time this year and the second time in 3 days, a smog alert was called in Los Angeles today. The first stage alert lasted 2 hours and 45 minutes. The alert was called when the ozone concentration in downtown Los Angeles reached 0.53 parts per million parts of air. During the alert time, motorists were asked to curtail unnecessary driving, and industrial concerns were urged to eliminate all smog-causing activities. And just to make everything worse for bleary-eyed Los Angeles residents, the temperature soared to 98 degrees. All in all, this was a good day to be away from the greater Los Angeles area. This is Tom Quinn, hot and crying in Los Angeles.
Meanwhile, 3 new but relatively small forest or brush fires erupted in Los Angeles County. However, some 1,000 firemen continue to battle a 3-day-old blaze that's burned more than 6,000 acres in neighboring San Bernardino County. And about 6 o'clock tonight, sheets of flame jumped across fire lines that had been secured earlier today in that blaze, putting new danger into a situation that had seemed to be contained. 6 aerial tankers have bombarded the huge fire from the air during the past hour as fire crews from Oregon, Arizona, and Washington and 6 crack Indian crews from New Mexico aid the California firefighters in San Bernardino County. Next on KYA News, the story of the East Bay's big pile of dynamite.
Kirby's back-to-school shoes start at $3.99. See Dick and Jane play.
Singing songs is happiness. Writing of wrongs is happiness. See the world through children's eyes.
Because kids play hard, Kirby's Kirby's takes a little extra care in selecting their children's shoes. So if Dick plays kick the can in his brand new brogues, his brogues won't kick the bucket. And when Jane gets to 100 and jump rope, she'll still have neat feet. Oh, come on, Mom. For $3.99, it doesn't pay to make the kids sit still.
Being good is happiness. Doing what you should is happiness. See the world through children's eyes. Be alive.
See Dick and Jane play. Kirby's is a family thing.
Visit the Kirby Shoe Store in Oakland, 3416 East 14th Street, or in Pittsburgh, 159 East 4th Street. Bank AmeriCard and MasterCharge accepted. Two boys at play have found 480 sticks of dynamite, some detonators, and an unattached atomic timing device in brush about 1 mile from the San Leandro Reservoir. The sheriff's deputy would say only this about the discovery.
A couple of youngsters had gone up there to hide in the bushes, and they...
Pinehurst Road in Castro Valley and took the explosives for examination. Sheriff's office said the dynamite was covered by plastic to protect it from the weather. Other than that, investigating officers had little else to reveal, as you can tell in this direct report.
It was in the bushes and it was put there by someone.
Senator Edward Kennedy says the Democratic presidential ticket of Hubert Humphrey and Edmund Muskie is the best equipped to handle the problems facing the nation. Speaking in Chicopee, Massachusetts, Kennedy thus hit the campaign trail for the first time since the assassination of his brother Robert. Humphrey, meanwhile, made Philadelphia his first campaign stop. Vice President predicted the United States will be able to start a withdrawal of troops from Vietnam by the end of the year or by early next year. In Washington, Defense Secretary Dean Rusk didn't put much stock in Humphrey's optimistic prediction, said the situation was too uncertain. KYA News was there when Mr. Humphrey also told a crowd of Philadelphia supporters to vote for hope, not hate.
I appeal not to your fears. I appeal to your reason, my fellow Americans. Intelligent, sensible fellow Americans. I ask you to vote your hopes, not your hates. I ask you to join me with faith in the essential greatness and goodness of this country. Because it is a great country. And my fellow Americans, let's never be ashamed to stand up and say, I love my America for all that it is.
Former Kentucky Governor A.B. Happy Chandler's chances of becoming George Wallace's running mate on the third-party ticket are still up in the air. Wallace called off plans to announce his choice of a vice presidential running mate at a news conference in Washington tomorrow. In Frankfort, Kentucky, Chandler said tonight, temporarily at least it's off. I don't know if it'll be on again or not. Police in Los Angeles are attempting to discover what touched off a shooting this morning that left two officers wounded and a rookie policeman and a 34-year-old Negro dead. The three officers became involved in a gun battle with a gunman identified as Addison Cash when they responded to a report that a nude man with a rifle had been seen in a South Los Angeles neighborhood. Some two dozen officers converged on the apartment house after shooting broke out. Cash was slain in the exchange of bullets. Officer Gary Murakami, 23-year-old rookie, only 5 months on the L.A. force, died at Morningside Hospital of a bullet wound in the head. And the Soviet news agency TASS has warned Czechoslovakia's newspapers tonight about criticizing the occupation forces. It says that if tongue-in-cheek critics, in TASS's word, believe their tricks will go unnoticed, they are deeply mistaken. TASS gave a general expression of displeasure over the amount of freedom remaining in Czechoslovakia's press. KY Time 737, KY Sports and Weather next.
Join the inseam with A1 Slacks.
Hi, kids. Bob One asking you to suck it towards me. At A1, we've got the lightweight slacks for heavy groovers, like hippies, or you lighter weight fellas.
Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
And now, back to our movie.
Suck it toward them, guys, in A1 Racers Extra Slim Continental Slacks. Your nearby men's store or department store has a great selection of A1 racers and the new fall fabrics with Dacron. You're guaranteeing those racers never need ironing. A1 racers with Dacron, only $8 to $10 a pair at all stores featuring the latest in fashion.
KYA Sports!
Game just completed. The Atlanta Braves have beaten the San Francisco Giants 2-1. Also in the National League, Houston at Cincinnati, doubleheader rained out. Army Lieutenant Arthur Ashe today added the U.S. Open Tennis Championship to the U.S. Amateur Crown he won 2 weeks ago. 35-year-old Ashe captured the first U.S. Open title by outlasting 24-year-old Tom Oker of the Netherlands in a 3-hour, 5-set match at Forest Hills, New Jersey.
KYA, first with the news.
KYA's Weather Wire forecast, partly cloudy skies for the Bay Area. High today of 70 degrees in the city. Low tonight about 55. Currently 76 in San Jose, 70 in Oakland, 67 San Francisco. For KYA News, Larry Brownell. For KYA Music, Tom Campbell.
That you'll be true.